This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama leaders love to tout the state's automotive industry. What started with the Mercedes plant in Tuscaloosa County in the mid-90s now includes Honda and Hyundai plants, plus numerous suppliers. While the auto industry has increasingly moved to the Deep South, Alabama's success could be threatened by a place further south. We talk about it in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Fisher Crawford. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, so this threat that I'm referring to is Mexico. Explain this.
Yeah, so in the 1980s, you know, Detroit was the main automaker of the nation. But by the 2000s, Alabama had lured a lot of those plants south, where our labor was well-trained, we're a lot cheaper. We have a lot of available land, and we gave some really great incentives to go with it, so we became the nation's automaker. Now we're kind of losing our allure to over the border, Mexico, and there's some good reasons for it. Mercedes pays workers about an average of $63 an hour. Mexico pays $8. Mexico also has 12 major free trade agreements with 45 countries, including Europe, that only charges 10% tariff on imports. So shipping a Mercedes model from Mexico instead of Alabama saves the company up to $7,000 on tariffs per car. So it makes sense why other companies like Daimler and Nissan are investing billions of dollars to build plants in Mexico.
Well, there's also concern about automation displacing jobs in the auto industry.
Yeah, we've all fretted since the Jetsons came out that robots are going to take over all of our jobs. To some extent, they have in the automaking industry. It's where machines do a lot of the work that people used to do. And it's played a role in streamlining production of vehicles and lessened the need for actual people. Growth of technology like that in plants, it is kind of scary for the manufacturing industry as a whole.
Well, what response do you hear from Alabama economic development leaders?
Well, they downplay the concerns of losing the automaking industry, and they say that with the increased technology, there should be an increase in need for tech workers to operate these robots and to maintain them, and those are high-paying jobs.
Well, given the issues that we've just outlined, how do things look for Alabama's automotive sector overall?
Well, Alabama has a lot going for it when it comes to succeeding in this industry. You know, for one, when the industry was booming in the Midwest, all the plants were really spread out. But here in Alabama, they're only a few hours apart, if that. And that close proximity has made it a field day for suppliers. When you take that into consideration, state recruiters are seeing more of an emphasis put on automaking and not less.
Well, Birmingham's public transit system is often criticized as underdeveloped, underfunded, and something that holds the city back. But transit advocates say right now could be the best time to improve the system. Well, Cindy, a lot of this has to do with a project that recently received $20 million in federal funding. What is it?
Yeah, the federal funding is this coveted Tiger Grant that Birmingham got for instituting a bus rapid transit project. So it would cover a 15-mile corridor that would link neighborhoods from the east to the west and to the city center, which is important because they want to encourage workers to be able to work downtown from those neighborhoods. And it would eventually include a route to the airport. And the plan is to have it into operation by 2019.
What has to happen for this project to actually hit the road?
What's going to face some serious challenges? One is finding a new leader. You know, the former leader and champion of this project, Ann August, resigned recently after butting heads with the Transit Authority, so they don't have anyone heading up the efforts. Another huge problem is money. The federal grant only covers one-third of the project's $66 million budget, and the city isn't sure where the rest of it's going to come from. You know, some are saying that they've got creative funding solutions in mind, but that's not a real promising solid answer.
Well, finally, coal company Walter Energy has been trying to rebound fiscally since filing bankruptcy in July. One part of that is an asset auction. How's this going to work?
Yeah, Walter has tried to sell its business as a whole, but there's just been no takers. You know, demand for coal right now is just too low. So they're going to have to sell off their assets in chunks. So a coal mine here and a coal mine there. Potential buyers mentioned include the senior lenders, but it could go to any company and most likely not one based in Birmingham.
What bearing does this have on the company's efforts to get out of bankruptcy?
Walter has been in the restructuring form of bankruptcy for some time now, and it just seems to be switching to sell-off mode as the best way to get out of this debt, yet still be able to keep some of the operations going and hopefully keep some of the jobs with it.
Cindy Fisher Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.